day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. Chatting with me today is Melanie Lelievre from Appalachian Corridor, a conservation nonprofit group here in Eastern Townships, who will be chatting with us about two big announcements made on part of the group involving an Auto Route 10 project and Mount Foster. Thank you so much, Melanie, for being here with me today. I really appreciate it.
Hello, Taylor. Thank you for your interest in our announcement.
Can you please start off by telling us about the Auto Route 10 announcement? What is the idea behind this project exactly?
So for many years, we've been doing science and studies and ground truthing work to identify where are the areas, the specific areas where we should improve the connectivity on both sides of Highway 10 so that wildlife can move freely throughout the area, reduces wildlife collision on Highway 10, makes wildlife more able to adapt to climate change, and as well to increase user security on Highway 10, because only in the section between, let's say, Granby to Magog, there are many hundreds of collision of hit road with wildlife in that portion. And so it's a problem as well for ecology and security.
Okay. Can you speak to us a little bit about the plan that you are proposing?
Yeah. So it's really based on an emerging science that we call road ecology, because road have a major impact on wildlife, but there are solutions that can be put in place so that the negative effect of the roads are diminished. So what we are suggesting is that in 7 precise area, we really improve the permeability of Highway 10 by installing different measures, let's say from oversized culverts to crossing structures, bridges, tunnels, even tablets. So a little wooden frame or tablets so that wildlife can use them as well. So different type of crossing structures mixed with fencing along all this portion of the highway so that animals are directed towards those crossing structures. Our recommendation are specifically in 7 prioritized area. And in among those, we recommend the optimization of the existing structures. And globally, for all this portion of Highway 10, we recommend the installation of 4 passages for large wildlife and 7 structures for small and medium-sized mammals with fences. So if we put those in place, what is based on science, in experiences in other jurisdictions, in Alberta, in Western United States, in Europe, there are many areas all around the world where they have put in place such type of structures, even in some region in Quebec, so that we could reduce very significantly the road collision and increase what we call connectivity for wildlife.
Yeah, it's infrastructures to redirect them from crossing the highway to a safer passage.
Exactly, because we have to remind in the context that this portion of Highway 10 spans in a very high ecological and very rich natural area, which is called the Green Mountains. So it spans from southern Vermont to up of Parc National du Mont-Fert. And this area, the Green Mountains, is very critical for connectivity. If we take a step back and look at the overall very large natural area, the natural province in which we are, it's the Northern Appalachian, the Northern Alps. So this region is very rich in biodiversity and play a very important role to enable the connectivity at the Northern American scale. And if we take a closer look into that large natural province, which is the Northern Alps, within this large area, the Green Mountain has been identified as one of the critical links for connectivity. So what it means is that, like, wildlife, they've always needed to move freely throughout an area, the territory. They need to meet to have new mates. They need to move around to have a new territory, to feed themselves, to have access to water. But with the climate change, there's an extra stress that is put on them. And because the climate is changing, the habitats are changing as well. And for them to find proper area to meet their needs, science tells us that they will have to move by an average of 45 kilometers on the north side every decade so that they can adapt to climate change. So for them to be able to adapt to climate change, they need to move. So this is why we need to make some adjustment in the way we use the territory so that they can move more freely and remove the barrier, which the Highway 10 is.
Yes, exactly. It's really just to help them adapt and to continue to adapt.
Yeah. And so those solutions exist. We know them. There's, as I said, there's a lot of science and a lot of studies that shows how much, like, those structures are effective. We've made a lot of data gathering and a lot of analysis over the last 10 years on this portion of Highway 10. So now we have all the recommendation and precise data of what and where we should install. As well, it's important to understand that here in the territory in the Green Mountains, it's the area in Quebec where we have invested the most in land protection. So over the last 25 years, we estimate that it's close to $150 million that has been invested to make protected area on private land. That project would be a way to ensure those previous investments, because isolated protected areas over time, it's not enough. We know that if they're not connected, their biodiversity, the functionality of their ecosystem will decrease over time. So this is why we need to make all those natural habitat, natural areas connected, our forest connected.
Yeah, and I just wanted to confirm, this is between around Granby and Mount Orford, right? That you're planning on installing these infrastructures?
Yeah. Okay. To like Magog, let's say from exit 74 to exit 121 for those who are more familiar with the Highway 10. Yeah.
Okay. Now, is this plan already in motion? How are you going about implementing this plan? Are you working with government officials? How is this working?
There has always been a very good collaboration at the regional level with the Ministère des Transports. But now that we have this plan in hand, so now we have enough information and credibility to ask at a higher level the government to move forward with this plan. And thing is, it's kind of a problem in with rural ecology. It's because it's like the problem of everyone, of many ministries, and in the same time, it's not like the specific problem of one ministry, because it's road security, it's wildlife, it's environment, and its climate changes. Other examples in, let's say, New England, what has made a real difference for those projects to move forward is that when they set up a global committee with different jurisdiction and department, like environment, wildlife, and transportation, and together they put their resources together and move forward with those projects. So this is, now we're at the moment where we are asking such a vision to be accepted by the highest level of government, from the next Premier ministre du Québec, and then that the leadership should be taken by the Ministry of Transportation with the collaboration of Ministère de l'Environnement and Ministère de la Faune. And for sure, we would like to collaborate in this project, in the implementation, in making the recommendation, how they're going to be installed. And we could be as well a partner in the monitoring of the success and all like the information that has to be gathered overall to document the reduction of roadkill and so on. And another important element is that in other contexts in Quebec, when they've put in place a new road, let's say in Témiscouata with Highway 85, or when they rebuild completely the road 175, they've installed wildlife structure passages when they built those new roads. But on existing roads, like, I think they're a little bit more reluctant to make those investments.
Yeah, and to make those changes.
Yeah. But what we are asking is that for all the coming construction, and when they're going to repair portion of this highway that is getting quite old. I mean, Highway 10 is almost, I think, 60 years. So there is a plan. There is a calendar with repair. We want that every time, like after the election, what we would like is that we sit together with the government and we look at the calendar of, and each time they make some repairs in a prioritized area, that they
also take into consideration putting these structures.
Thank you. Yeah. So probably it's going to take 15 to 20 years for all those recommendations to be in place, but it's okay. The important is that every time we make changes and build new portion of this highway, that we take into account those recommendations.
Okay. Now, I know that you also have another special announcement. I know the Appalachian Corridor has had a really busy last couple of weeks regarding to Mount Foster. So can you speak a little bit about that announcement as well?
Yeah. We were really, really like thrilled and really proud of like making this official opening of the Mount Foster for the population. Some recall, it has been protected after a very long, complicated and long process at the end of the year 2019. So at summer 2020, we just like got to know the property and make a good planning of the trail network. And so we started last year to put in place those new trails and build them. We finished the work and we're greeting the population to have access to this wonderful area and this beautiful network of 4.5 kilometers of new trail that permits the access of the summit of Mount Foster, of what was used to call the Tour des Scouts. So there's a nice tower, 10 meters tower, with a stunning views of all the Green Mountains.
Yeah, and can you explain, I know that I came across the announcement online and people were wondering exactly how to get to Mount Foster and where they can park their vehicles so that they're able to explore these trails. Are you able to provide a little bit more information about that?
Yeah, it's really at the end of Paramount Road, almost at the end of it. On the right side of the road, there's a parking lot that has been installed by Appalachian Corridor, and they can see like posting signs for the trails.
Awesome. Thank you. I know people were looking for that information.
They can go on our website, and now we have a very clear information on the trail with a map and the information to access.
Well, I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Melanie, about either the Autoroute 10 proposed plan or about the Mount Foster project that you think would be important for the community to be aware of.
Well, maybe I would like to mention the enthusiasm of how this plan was received by the mayor in the region. Monday, when we made this announcement for the plan for Highway 10, we were pleased to be with 11 mayors. So they came with us to confirm how much it was important for us and that it was a priority for the region, and a very strong endorsement of our vision, of our scientific approach by those crucial actors of the territory, which are the municipalities. And it's the same thing with Mount Foster project. We had the incredible support from municipality of Saint-Étienne-de-Bolton and Bolton West. Yeah, it's very precious to feel that this support from the municipality. We're really happy about this.
Well, it sounds very exciting, Melanie, and I hope everything goes great for Appalachian Corridor.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being with us again, and I really appreciate your time. Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.